When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
My first guest tonight is an actor, writer, producer, and comedian. He is the creator and star of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which was returning for its 10th season. Please welcome Larry David.
This is very nice.
It is nice, isn't it?
This is very, very comfortable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We want people to want to stay.
Yeah, and it's facing forward, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, a lot of the, you know, there used to be diagonal couches.
Sure. I'm willing to turn and face you. I don't make you turn and face me.
Very good. That's the way it should be.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a host. You're my guest. Of course, I would treat you better than I'm treating me.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen, but I...
Okay, yeah, sure. It's early.
It's early, yeah.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah, come on.
What do you mean? You don't want a Happy New Year? What are you talking...
It's a little late, isn't it? You kidding?
It's January 8th.
That's enough.
Because when's the cutoff?
Because you're getting it 10 days before, okay?
And what? You're getting Merry Christmas 10 days before.
Yeah, but you're also getting Happy New Year's. You're getting Happy New Year's. We don't need it.
Well, then do you do resolutions? Because those last all year. That's never too late for that, right?
It's interesting because...
We'll see. Yeah, it remains to be seen whether it's interesting.
No, this is very interesting. This is interesting.
Okay.
See, here's the thing. I never used to do resolutions. A couple of years ago, I did one. And it's worked, and it was pee before you leave. And it's...
Anywhere,
yeah. You know, don't be ashamed to go to the bathroom. Just say, I have to go to the bathroom before I go, you know.
Sure.
People aren't going to look down on you for doing that.
No.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then leave. You'll be so much happier than sitting in the car, cursing yourself, going, well, I don't know why I didn't go to the bathroom. You know, why did I go?
Sure.
So that was a good one.
Okay.
And that's lasted.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, last year, I had another one.
Sure.
That's been very good.
All right.
And that was make two trips. You're coming home with groceries, okay? You gotta go in the house. Don't pile up at all, you know. Don't pile everything up and go in the house.
Yeah.
And you'll drop stuff. And you're dropping cantaloupe on the floor. You know, go in with one bag. You know, take half. Go in the house, drop it off. Then go back to the car. Make two trips.
Sure.
That's the idea.
You threw me a little bit there.
You see, they like that, yeah. Yeah.
They like it. You threw me slightly there when you said, make two trips. I thought, two trips to the bathroom for you? Because I was going to say, two trips, and then straight to the urologist.
I could see how you were thrown by that.
I was thrown
by
that.
Yeah, I could see that,
Now, do you go to a place that gets the paper bags, plastic bags, or do you bring your own bags?
Who shops? What are you, nuts?
I love shopping.
You bring your own plastic bag?
Shopping bags for the groceries, you know, like... You know, like the cloth bag, so you don't destroy the environment. I care about the environment.
Yeah.
I don't know if you care about the environment.
How dare you accuse me of not caring about the environment?
I was asking if you care about the environment. I don't know whether you care about the environment.
No, I know. There was an attitude that I picked up on.
I apologize.
You thought I didn't care about the environment.
I apologize. I'm the host.
Yes.
You're the guest.
Yeah.
I should treat you better than this.
You see?
My apologies.
I told you.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not doing the show again. What do you think about that? I'm done here.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Oh, wait. I got another resolution for this year.
Yeah.
for this
year. This year.
I got two for this year. The first one is, stop waving at the waiters to get their attention, okay? Don't wave like this. You know, it's like my father. Hey, come here. Enough of that, you know.
How do you get their attention?
I'm going to start nodding. I think it's better.
That looks exhausting. That looks exhausting.
Why, are you okay with waving?
Yes.
I don't think they like it.
They don't really?
I don't think they like it.
Were you ever a waiter?
In camp.
Yeah. You went to a camp that had waiters? What kind of camp is this that had waiters?
A camp of waiter, moron! A camp of waiter! You never heard of a camp of waiter?
No.
Are you serious?
No.
You paid to wait tables. When you were 16, yes.
You paid money to
yes,
wait?
Yes, when I was 16 and 17, I paid money. I know, it's insane. Yeah. I paid money to wait. And you know what?
Did you pay the money or your parents paid the money?
Well, my parents, of course. But let me tell you something,
yeah.
Okay? I was so bad that the campers hated me so much that they made me a rover.
What's a rover?
You know, I had a different table every day.
Oh!
Yeah.
So you never established a rapport with your table.
They kicked me out after the first week.
You're a weak link.
They didn't like me for some reason.
Yeah. No. I was a waiter for 5 years. Wave all you want.
Oh, in like a coffee shop?
No.
Where?
Why did you think coffee shop? A nice Italian restaurant.
Oh, really?
Why a coffee shop?
That's the first thing that came to my mind. I saw you in a coffee shop.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, let me ask you this.
You, Bus Depot? Bus Depot? You paid people to bring them food in a Bus Depot.
So you were waiting at an Italian restaurant?
Yeah, I was a good waiter at an Italian restaurant.
Did you
wave?
Did you speak Italian? Did you learn any Italian?
Un poco.
Yeah.
You speak Italian?
Were you a little self-conscious when you were telling them the specials? Because you had to pronounce it in Italian, you knew it was going to sound stupid?
No, I was fine with that. We have the Orchetti Gran Successo.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Very good. That was very good. Very impressive. Very good.
Tell me about the new season. What's going on with the new season? Of Curb. Wait, you have a TV show.
I had one more resolution.
You know what? I have one, too. Listen to your guests. Don't talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I apologize.
You said I had two for this year, right? But then you didn't listen.
I thought the groceries was
you
one. I thought the groceries was this year. Was the groceries this year?
No.
When was the groceries? Peeing was how long ago? I think about 15 minutes at this point. How long ago was peeing? How many years ago was peeing?
That was a couple of years ago.
And yeah. Groceries was when?
That was last year.
Oh, and this year it's the waving and...
And
I hope this isn't putting too much weight on this next one.
I'm going to learn how to swipe. Because I'm not a good swiper with the card.
You know? Oh, like this thing?
Yeah, that
I thought
thing,
maybe
yeah.
like Tinder
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah.
No, this thing.
No.
This
swiping.
Thing. Yeah.
I'm a bad swiper. You know, you're in a cab, you got to swipe sometimes.
Yep.
Now you have to insert.
You know. The chip.
Yeah, the chip.
Yeah. I apologize for not letting you get that one out. That's on me, man. That's on me.
Never been great at inserting. I always need a little help. Yeah.
Good. Good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. No reason to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
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 Pee before you go.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pee before you. Come on, it's a good tip. Don't poo-poo that tip.
I would never.
Okay.
I would never.
All right, let's move on with this tremendous interview. Yes.
I'm enjoying it immensely.
I'm having a good time.
Very little work here.
I'm enjoying it.
Sure. Good. Yeah. You know what? I enjoy Curb Your Enthusiasm. I was going to do this later, but I might as well get to it right now.
Yeah.
The new season's coming up. Season 10, right?
A week from Sunday.
Quite an achievement. 10 seasons of anything.
Yes. Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And good. And good.
Yeah.
And good.
Yeah.
and good.
How long have you been doing this?
This? Five? Are we in season five? 4.5 years, something like that.
You'll be up to me before you know it.
Sure. Yeah. Do you remember I did your show? Do you remember I did Curb early on?
Do I remember?
I did it early on.
Of course I remember.
And we actually have a clip of me on your show.
I want to see this.
Okay, good. Jim.
John, I was
You're
just...
constantly undermining every decision
anything.
I've made on this trip.
Sir,
there's not a single thing I can do to please you since I got off the damn airplane.
Why don't you guys work this out, okay? Seriously.
Oh, so no photo? So you're out? That's it?
Oh my God.
I'm out.
Okay.
Excuse me, but that's the actor in the show. We just picked up our tickets. We're seeing you, the show, tomorrow
night. Oh, you're in the show tomorrow night?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Oh, I can't wait. Because you will... Thank you. What an honor. What an honor. Yeah. We have to take a break.
Let's take a break.
And we'll be right back
I'm
with
exhausted.
More Larry David.
Take
We're
a
all
break.
Tired.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
David, Larry, please hydrate.
Yep.
I will wait. I want to make sure that you're... Please.
You always got a gargle when you have some.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. So, tell me about season 10 now. Anything we need to know? We have a clip here. Does this need to be contextualized or set up in any way?
No, nothing needs to be set up. It speaks for itself.
All right.
I'm a fantastic dishwasher. Did you know that? I could put my hands in boiling, scalding water, and I don't feel anything. I don't need gloves.
Let me see those hands.
I'm really good.
You've never washed a dish in your life.
Well, I haven't washed them in a while, but...
You've watched somebody else wash and went, oh, I could be good at that. I could do that.
I know I'm a great dishwasher.
You've never washed.
Don't tell me I haven't washed, Jim.
Never washed.
What? I haven't washed? I'll tell you what I'll do. Sink right now.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on the top. How do you want it?
You have special hands.
I do have special hands.
You do not have special hands.
I do. They're very special. I'll stick them under any hot water you can find, okay?
That's insane.
No setup. Can I see your hands?
Special hands.
Can I see your hands? Can I see your hands? Can I see your hands?
I have special hands. I could stick them under the hottest water you could find. I don't need to wear gloves.
Here you are.
Yeah.
America's grown to love you again.
Yeah.
As Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is my guest tomorrow night. Did you know that?
I heard backstage.
He's a guest tomorrow night. Yeah. You've played him at least like a dozen times.
This seems a little dangerous. You could spill it.
Why? No. I know what I'm doing. Look at this.
See, you know this is here.
Look at that. Well,
yeah.
I'm not going to do anything.
But are you completely aware as you're talking?
Go 100%. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, good.
Nothing.
Because I'm slightly concerned.
They don't give you this job unless you can do that.
I think this is in a very precarious position, this cop. Why isn't it over here?
Because there's no tape. There's nothing.
Why are the two chairs here anyway? Do you ever have two people here?
We do. Last night, thanks for watching the show.
Yeah.
Last night, Bobby Cannavale and Rose Byrne were on last night. Husband and wife, lovely talent. They're doing Madea at BAM. Let's talk about that for a while.
Oh, that would be great.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I sometimes do have two guests there.
Yeah.
Do you ever go on TV shows with someone else?
Are you nuts? No. Why would I do that?
Back in the day, I thought maybe you and...
No.
No?
No.
Okay, Seinfeld might have... No?
No.
No?
No. No, and I think we have a very good rapport. Yeah. Yeah.
I do. That sounds like you're trying to end the interview.
No,
that really sounds
no.
like you're drawing a line and going like, this has been good.
No, here's the thing. You wear glasses. You're not bald, okay? I have a great rapport with bald men, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I love bald men. Thanks. And if you're not bald, wearing glasses also is helpful, you know?
Okay.
But hair and no glasses, I'm not going to get along that well with.
Is there anything you would like me to ask Bernie tomorrow night? So, like, get an answer from him that you might want to do an impression of later.
I would say, I would beg him to drop out so I don't have to keep flying in from Los Angeles to do SNL.
Right, because he's doing very well this year. He's tied in Iowa. He's, like, raised $36 million.
I thought when he had the heart attack, that was going to be it. I wouldn't have to fly in from Los Angeles. But, you know, he's indestructible. Nothing stops this man.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have you met him? Have you spent any time
with him? Yes, I met him at Saturday Night Live. If he wins, do you know what that's going to do with my life? I mean, do you have any idea? I mean, it'll be great.
Well,
it'll be great for the country.
Yeah.
Great for the country. Terrible for me.
Yeah. What about you? You love New York, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I do, but I don't want to keep flying in to do this. You know, Bernie, I love New York. I'm very comfortable here.
Yeah.
You know what? If I can't get a cab, people stop for me. They do. Like, I'll be on the street. I'll be on the street trying to wave somebody down. A car will stop. Hey, Larry, come on. Where you going? Yeah, come on.
Honest to God?
Honest to God, I've done it twice.
Well,
yeah. I've gotten into strangers' cars twice.
That seems
Larry, come on in here. Yeah.
That seems off-brand for you that you would get into a stranger's car. Aren't you a bit of a germaphobe?
I was late and I didn't pee, you know.
I was going to pick this up like it was a book. Curb Your Enthusiasm returns January 19th on HBO. Mr. Larry David, everybody.
Coming up, Curb Your Enthusiasm stars Susie Essman.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
My next guest tonight is a stand-up comedian, actress, and writer. She stars as Susie Green on Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is returning for its 11th season.
And I want to make a toast to friendship.
Oh, Susie!
Yes, to friendship.
To friendship and to be with everyone. Eyes, please.
Cassie,
cheers.
Harry.
Cheers.
Larry, you can't look me in the eye and toast?
Look you in the eye?
Yeah.
Towards what end?
Because that's what people do.
Get
they
out
look
of here.
Each other in the eye.
What is this, a seance? We're raising people from the dead? Come on, give me a break.
No, we're connecting and having some intimacy.
I don't need to connect, okay? I'm connected.
What are you afraid of?
What does it do?
You're saying, hello,
I see you.
I acknowledge you. I connect with you. Right?
Hello, I see you. I acknowledge you. I connect with you.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Susie Essman.
Human
beings.
Isn't
that pleasant?
Listen, I just want to say from the outset, there is nothing to the rumor about Brett and me. We dated a little bit, but it was Ulysses S. Grant this, Ulysses S. Grant that. He was always in bed with us,
yes,
Stephen.
I understand.
I couldn't take it.
Now, congratulations on the 11th season.
I know, isn't that
21
crazy?
21 years.
I know.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's so great.
Did you dream for a minute? Nobody signs onto a project thinking, I'll do this
for
20 years.
I didn't even think I was going to be in it past the first year. I mean, we were just this little slap. I had no contract. I was a day player for like the first 4 seasons.
You're kidding, really?
No, yeah, that means no money. And
sure. Play as cast.
And we were like the ugly stepchild show to The Sopranos and Sex and the City. You know, we were not the sexy show.
And where are they now?
Exactly. Dead. Well, not Sex and the City. They're coming back.
Exactly.
And The Sopranos actually came back, the prequel.
Yes, yes.
So.
There you go. There it is.
There it is.
Did you know Larry before?
Yes, I knew Larry. I met Larry at Catch a Rising Star in 1985 or 86.
Oh, wow.
Or something, where he was the legendary comedian's comedian. You know,
already in 85,
oh, yeah.
He was legendary?
Oh, yeah. Because we would all go in the room to watch him because he was dangerous. You know, he was volatile. And he had, like, the most brilliant material. But if the audience, if, like, one woman looked at her watch while he was on there, he'd storm off. He'd have a little temper tantrum. Or one night, I remember he got on stage and he looked at the audience and he just went, I don't think so. And he just walked in. Or something like that.
Now, I never did stand-up, but comedian's comedian always has sounded to me like comedians like him.
But the audience
but
hasn't.
The audience, not as much.
Larry never figured out how to pander to an audience, which was...
A beautiful audience like this one?
That was a positive thing. Because he had such integrity about his material, you know, and he wouldn't just like, you know, where you're from, and you know, we would never like go to that level that all the rest of us went to because we were desperate for their laughs. You know,
sure.
He was never desperate for their laughs.
He does radiate a I don't care if you like me vibe.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yeah.
But inside, heart of gold, right?
Larry?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Larry more than almost as much as I love my husband.
Oh.
And Brett Baer.
And Brett. Now, your character is known for some of her her outfits.
Yeah.
Here you are, kind of like a Rhoda, Amy Sherman Palladino kind of look here. French sailor.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on here. Have you ever thought about, like, I like this, I'm taking this home.
The one thing I have never said to our wardrobe designer is, can I keep this? Ever. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the... I like being Susie Green for that reason. I don't want to wear what I'm going to wear. I like putting on these outrageous outfits, and then I'm her for, like, that day that I'm working, you know.
Your character is also known for absolute filthy mouth.
Yes.
And is that strictly the character, or does that show up in your daily life as well?
I mean, you know, don't with me. I mean, if you push me...
Sure.
I'm not as volatile as her. Mm-hmm. She's very reactive. You know, mm-hmm. you do something and she just responds and she never thinks about anything. She's like completely secure in all of her opinions. I'm a comic. I'm analyzing and I'm second guessing and I'm insecure. You know, so that's very different. But I mean, we both take no prisoners. I would say that.
Is this mine? What?
Is this mine?
Let's find out.
Okay. Oh my God, it's bourbon. Ulysses S. Grant was here.
Curb is known for dissecting little moments of human interaction that one person calls into question.
Correct.
And I would like to go...
That one person is always Larry.
Yes, it's always Larry, but then it ends up being the bulk of the crisis. And so I wanted to go over with you some everyday social interactions that have been hotly contested on the show and see if I can get your actual response, your actual take.
Me, not Susie Green.
Not Susie Green. Susie Essman. Okay. Here are the examples. Tell me where you stand. When people say no gifts, do they really mean it?
Oh, that is such a load of crap, no gifts. You show up with no gifts. They're talking about you for weeks. They're whispering behind your back. It's such a load of nonsense, no gifts.
What if somebody says, I made a donation in your name?
Oh, that is even worse. I made a donation in your name.
Because I get all the credit.
Exactly.
It's in your name, but that's my money.
We had an episode about that, about the anonymous donor. You know, these people who donate anonymously. Yep. Like, they're so fantastic, they don't put their... I do that sometimes, but, you know, it's
not anymore, because now we know that you do it.
Exactly. Myself.
If it's Halloween and people are trick-or-treating without a costume, should they still get candy?
Well, it depends on how old you are, don't you think? I mean,
if the person has hit puberty.
No trick-or-treating for candy. Go get a job and buy your own candy.
I agree with you.
It's for the kids.
Yeah, I think you have to attempt something.
Something.
Yes.
A mustache painted on or an eye patch that you're Moshe Dayan or something.
You know, so few late night shows make Moshe Dayan references these days.
I was thinking of
doing my impression of David Ben-Gurion last night. I asked them to at least do an impression. You have to do an impression.
Impression.
For me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Samples at an ice cream shop. Should there be a limit on how many you can ask for?
Yeah, two.
Really?
Two.
Anybody, why is no skin off your rosy nose?
First of all,
why,
that's
why
also, that's a ruse. Anybody who's there, because in that particular episode, he was waiting online behind
sure.
her.
Right.
And she's just sampled this and sampled that and sampled this. And meanwhile, she had like maybe four or five scoops altogether that she didn't pay for. I'm on to her.
I think it's unlimited.
You do,
I think
really?
It's unlimited.
With toppings?
No, you can't put toppings on the spoon. No, that's too far. A little scoop. Could you put some jimmies on there? I want to see what the combination's like.
Sprinkles. Don't you love sprinkles?
Do you? What?
You love sprinkles.
I don't actually like
really?
Sprinkles. No, I don't, because they're just colored sugar. There's no character to them.
Yeah. But once when I ran away when I was a kid, that's what I packed, was sprinkles.
It's a great source of energy.
Yeah.
It's a great source of energy.
I went in the cabinet and I looked around. I was like, oh, sprinkles. I came back half an hour later, so it was fine. I was all jacked up, but it was fine.
Well, Susie, lovely to see you.
Oh, you too. Are
Thank
we done?
You. What?
That's
you
it?
You can stay, but
okay,
the cameras
I'll stay.
Are turning off. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.